It's actually been a while, about 1 month since my last Reality Monday podcast series, and so much has happened within this short while. I'll be going through a few of them and the lessons I learned from them. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 47 of Reality Monday podcast with yours truly, Damilare Mapa. I'm hoping you people have not gotten tired of hearing my voice. So, this episode should be real quick, as I just want to go through just five things, mostly five things that has happened since the last 1 month. So this is just like a documentary of those things. So the first thing, and which is like the most disturbing and the most thought-provoking thing on this list, is the death of a friend of mine. A friend and his classmate. Well, this is something that it came to me as a shock about 2 weeks ago when I heard that a classmate of mine in the master's class that I currently am, MBA, Master's in Business Administration, University of Illinois, that I currently am, she died of an illness. I don't really know the details, but she's someone that I've known for not too long, but then I can say she's like someone that I've bonded with throughout that time. I remember the first time I saw her, which was last year. Funny enough, was last year. It was the beginning of our class. It was last year, because I started the degree last year. And the first deep conversation we had, we had so many things in common. She was a photographer. I was a photographer. She was a November born. I was also a November born. She served in Akwa Ibom State. I also served in Akwa Ibom State for our National Youth Service Corps in Nigeria. So she's someone that I felt a lot of connection with, and I was the one that took her birthday pictures last year November. When I took a pair of the pictures, I even have a picture with her, and it was so saddening and very thought provoking. I thought about it for about 2 weeks until there was this quote that I saw. I was trying to like get over, because there were so many people that, like, almost every conversation I had, that was literally just, it will start with the fact that I lost someone, and this has just been very thought provoking for me. And shout out to Deborah and Favor, which are like our two bestest friends. It is way more crazier for them than me, and I'm talking about from the friend side. I hope I cannot imagine a family, because she's someone that is like in her prime, and it was just so very, very disheartening. And I used to tell everybody that I was in on a call with her that time about it, get the talk of you cannot do anything about it, it has gone. Then I saw one quote online that said, wailing or crying over something you have no control of, because it will only draw you back, something related to that. And I was like, as much as our death has really baffled me and really puts me in a tough position, like when it came to like my thoughts, I had already lost about three young people that I knew that they were close to me, like I knew personally. So something I had to like just get over, but it was very tough. And I really learned a lot of lessons from it, which also includes the fact that yes, there are so many things that you cannot just change in this life. You don't have the capabilities to change them. For example, like big things that are bigger than so many people, like wars, like deaths, like a depression, like global depression, like inflation, so many things that you don't have control over. So it's better for you to like find a way to maneuver yourself around it, rather than dwell in the moment just because of you have to complain about those things. So I wish I could say some more, but yes, I would also dedicate this episode to Oluwa blessing. I really, really appreciate so many things that you've done for me, and thank you very much. So next on this on my list is ASU Strike. Oh my god, 8 months, 8 freaking months of ASU Strike. So the thing is, I am currently doing my master's in business administration, and I did not face ASU Strike, which is like an academic strike. I did not face it throughout my 4 years in school till I graduated from my BSc University of Illinois. That was 2018. But oh my god, I had to face it during my master's. Like it was just so very crazy, and I don't know, I had to move on. A lot of my classmates got married within that period. I don't even remember some of my classmates' name. A lot of my classmates, like some of them traveled out, some of them went to other schools, and it was just so crazy. So yeah, ASU Strike has just been choking, and the fact that they just uplifted the strike. So it was something to to be thought provoked about, but then I literally still told myself, see, I'm not going to be bothered. So yeah, thank God for that. So the third one, which like I laughed when I wrote it, was Nigeria. Honestly, Nigeria has just been choking. Like the only thing that comes to my head is God Abego. God Abego, like now everybody is calling people rich kids. Like hey God, so help us God. So Nigeria has just been choking generally, but we thank God. I thank God for my friends, I thank God for my family, I thank God for life. Yeah, I so thank God for life. I thank God for being able to wake up every morning and have the opportunity to smile. I thank God for health. I thank God for having the ability to be able to dream. I thank God for so many things. So yeah, that's what still keeps a lot of us going. So number four on this list is the thought of me clocking 25 in less than a month from now and wondering what the future holds, if it's gonna be as long as I want it. So yes, that's like the longest one on my list. Yes, I'm going to be clocking 25 this year. I'm not that old, but yes, I'm a very smart person, and I'm a wise person also. No offense, I'm just trying to say. So I'll be clocking 25 by the 15th of next month, and I am not really excited about it. Like the only thing that's been coming through my mind is, oh God almighty, wow. But this is way longer than this. I don't know, I'll probably make an episode of it, like my birthday, by next month hopefully. But it has just been very thought provoking for me. Like so many things are on my mind, so many ideas, so many things, but God knows best. So I will leave it to God. And then number five is family, and so on and so forth. That's exactly how I pictured it in my head. Family, like so many family, should I say family, family, how can I call it, matters. Let me just put it, matters, so I'll not take too long. Family matters has just been like a cloud of different kind of weather, a cloud of rain, cloud of should I say it? A cloud of sunshine, if I will not be wrong, a cloud of so many weathers. And yep, we've just been trying to like maneuver and form our way around it. So I'll not go really deep into details on those ones, but these are the five things that has been going on since my last episode, which has been very thought-provoking. I learned so many things from ASU Strike. Do not think that Nigeria, like, don't think that Nigeria has anything planned for you. Just focus on yourself, the most important thing. Whatever happens, it happens. Nigeria, so many lessons. Yes, a lot of people are jackpying, but don't give in to the pressure. Don't. So that one being said, 25, yes, just thinking about life, family, yes, importance of family, and the fact that yes, you have to work very hard. So this episode was just a rant, and I don't know if you listened to this end. I really appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening. And I hope it was interesting or you got something valuable from it. So I'll see you guys in the next one, next 2 weeks, hopefully. And please wish me happy birthday in advance, or when the time comes, you can send me gifts also. So yeah, thank you very much, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace. It's actually been a while, about 1 month since my last Reality Monday podcast series, and so much has happened within this short while. I'll be going through a few of them and the lessons I learned from them. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 47 of Reality Monday podcast with yours truly, Damilare Mapa. I'm hoping you people have not gotten tired of hearing my voice. So this episode should be real quick, as I just want to go through just five things, mostly five things that has happened since the last 1 month. So this is just like a documentary of those things. So yeah, the first thing, and which is like the most disturbing and the most thought-provoking thing on this list, is the death of a friend of mine. A friend and his classmate. Well, this is something that it came to me as a shock about 2 weeks ago when I heard that a classmate of mine in the master's class that I currently am, MBA, Master's in Business Administration, University of Illinois, that I currently am, she died of an illness. I don't really know the details, but she's someone that I've known for not too long, but then I can say she's like someone that I've bonded with throughout that time. I remember the first time I saw her, which was last year, funny enough, was last year. It was the beginning of our class, I think. It was last year, because I started the degree last year. And the first deep conversation we had, we had so many things in common. She was a photographer, I was a photographer. She was a November born. I was also a November born. She served in Akwa Ibom State. I also served in Akwa Ibom State for our National Youth Service Corps in Nigeria. So she's someone that I felt a lot of connection with. And I was the one that took her birthday pictures last year, November. When I took a pair of the pictures, I even have a picture with her, and it was so saddening and very thought provoking. I thought about it for about 2 weeks, until there was this quote that I saw. I think I was trying to get over, because there were so many people that, like, almost every conversation I had, that was literally just, it would start with the fact that I lost someone, and this has just been very thought provoking for me. And shout out to Deborah and Favor, which are like our two bestest friends. It is way more crazier for them than me, and I'm talking about from the friend side. I cannot imagine a family, because she's someone that is like in her prime, and it was just so very, very disheartening. And I used to tell everybody that I was in on a call with her that time about it, till I started to get the talk of, you cannot do anything about it, it has gone. Then I saw one quote online that said, you cannot, there's no use, wailing or crying over something you have no control of, because it will only draw you back. Something related to that. And I was like, as much as our death has really baffled me and really puts me in a tough position, when it came to my thoughts, I had already lost about three young people that I knew that they were close to me, like I knew personally. So something I had to just get over, but it was very tough. And I really learned a lot of lessons from it, which also includes the fact that, yes, there are so many things that you cannot just change in this life. You don't have the capabilities to change them, for example, like big things that are bigger than so many people, like wars, like deaths, like a depression, like global depression, like inflation, so many things that you don't have control over. So it's better for you to like find a way to maneuver yourself around it rather than dwell in the moment just because of you have to complain about those things. So I wish I could say some more, but yes, I would also dedicate this episode to Oluwa blessing. I really, really appreciate so many things that you've done for me, and thank you very much. So next on my list is ASU strike. Oh my god, 8 freaking months of ASU strike. So the thing is, I am currently doing my master's in business administration, and I did not face ASU strike, which is like an academic strike. I did not face it throughout my 4 years in school till I graduated from my BSc University of Illinois. That was 2018. But oh my god, I had to face it during my master's. Like it was just so very crazy, and I don't know, I had to move on. A lot of my classmates got married within that period. I don't even remember some of my classmates' name. A lot of my classmates, like some of them traveled out, some of them went to other schools, and it was just so crazy. So yeah, ASU strike has just been choking, and the fact that they just uplifted the strike, so it was something to to be thought provoked about. But then I literally still told myself, see, I'm not going to be bothered. So yeah, thank God for that. So the third one, which like I laughed when I wrote it, was Nigeria. Honestly, Nigeria has just been choking. Like the only thing that comes to my head is God Abego. God Abego, like now everybody is calling people rich kids. Like hey God. So help us God. So Nigeria has just been choking generally, but we thank God. I thank God for my friends, I thank God for my family, I thank God for life. Yeah, I so thank God for life. I thank God for being able to wake up every morning and have the opportunity to smile. I wake up, I thank God for health, I thank God for having the ability to be able to dream. I thank God for so many things. So yeah, that's what still keeps a lot of us going. So number four on this list is the thought of me clocking 25 in less than a month from now and wondering what the future holds, if it's gonna be as long as I want it. So yes, that's like the longest one on my list. Yes, I'm going to be clocking 25 this year. I'm not that old, but yes, I'm a very smart person, and I'm a wise person also. No offense, I'm just trying to say. So I'll be clocking 25 by the 15th of next month, and I am not really excited about it. Like the only thing that's been coming through my mind is, oh God almighty, wow. But this is way longer than this. I don't know, I'll probably make an episode of it, like my birthday, by next month hopefully. But it has just been very thought provoking for me. Like so many things are on my mind, so many ideas, so many things, but God knows best. So I will leave it to God. And then number five is family, and so on and so forth. That's exactly how I pictured it in my head. Family, like so many family, should I say family, how can I call it, matters. Let me just put it, matters, so I'll not take too long. Family matters has just been like a cloud of different kind of weather, a cloud of rain, cloud of should I say a cloud of sunshine, if I will not be wrong, a cloud of so many weathers. And yep, we've just been trying to like maneuver and form our way around it. So I will not go really deep into details on those ones, but these are the five things that has been going on since my last episode, which has been very thought-provoking. I learned so many things from ASU strike. Do not think that Nigeria, like, don't think that Nigeria has anything planned for you. Just focus on yourself, the most important thing. Whatever happens, it happens. Nigeria, so many lessons. Yes, a lot of people are jackpotting, but don't give in to the pressure. Don't. So that one being said, 25, yes, just thinking about life, family, yes, importance of family, and the fact that yes, you have to work very hard. So this episode was just a rant, and I don't know if you listened to this end. I really appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope it was interesting or you got something valuable from it. So I'll see you guys in the next one, next 2 weeks, hopefully. And please wish me happy birthday in advance, or when the time comes you can send me gifts also. So yeah, thank you very much, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.